Sunrise with Shona, Hot 102.7.
Good morning, beautiful people of God. You're listening to Sunrise with Shona on Hot 102.7, and it is so good to be back with you again this morning. I hope that you've all had a good week. Now, one of the things I like to do at Hot is to watch the chickens in the car park. There are a whole lot of bantam chickens around, hens, roosters, and baby chicks. And it's beautiful to watch the mother hens. They walk around with their brood of chicks, pecking on the ground, teaching them how to eat. And whenever a pied crow or caw comes close, she calls them and they all hide under her wings. And it always reminds me of Psalm 91. God will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. And so we as humans need to value God's protection, and we should always value God's mercy and forgiveness. And the readings I'm looking at today are all about mercy and forgiveness. Now, I'm not sure about you, but I think people are very angry at the moment. People are frustrated, they're irritated, they're angry. It's because of a whole lot of things. Load shedding, the economy, the petrol price, the food price, crime. So people are actually feeling very, very irritable, as I said. And so the reading for me from Ecclesiasticus is the reading I'm going to use, Ecclesiasticus 27, verse 30 to 28, verse 7, I think is for all of us. Now, as I said, this is Ecclesiasticus, which is from the Apocrypha. It is a book, it's books of the Bible that aren't included in the normal Bible, but as Anglicans and Catholics, we sometimes use them for teaching. And so today, I just thought it was appropriate to read from Ecclesiasticus 27, as I said. And what we hear is, resentment and anger, these are foul things. Both are found with the sinner. He who exacts vengeance will experience the vengeance of the Lord. Who keeps strict account of sin. Forgive your neighbor the hurt he does you, and when you pray, your sins will be forgiven. If a man nurses anger against another, can he then demand compassion from the Lord? And the reason I said I'd read this is because it actually fits in with the gospel reading, as you're going to see. Showing no pity, it goes on, for a man like himself, can he then plead for his own sins? Mere creatures of flesh, he cherishes resentment. Who will forgive him his sins? Remember the last things and stop hating. Remember dissolution and death and live by the commandments. Remember the commandments and do not bear your neighbor ill will. Remember the covenant of the Most High and overlook the offense. This is the word of the Lord. Now, isn't that an amazing reading? Because it does tie in with the gospel, as we'll see just now, the gospel reading from Matthew. But for me, it becomes very, very clear. There's a warning here. That those who look for vengeance will find God's vengeance coming against them. Resentment and anger are foul things. We need to forgive our neighbor, and then we will be forgiven by God when we pray. If we hold on to anger, can we expect compassion from God, is really what this writer is saying. And remember the last thing, stop hating. Do not bear your neighbor ill will. It's very, very clear for me as I read this, that we need to forgive and we need to live our whole lives from a heart of forgiveness. Before we look at Matthew 18, coming up now on the Mighty Hot 102.7, open our eyes, Lord.
Sunrise with Shona, Hot 102.7.
Open our eyes, Lord, on the Mighty Hot 102.7. Good morning, this is Reverend Shona from St. Mark's Anglican Church, and if you've just joined me, welcome. Today we're looking at the tough subject of forgiveness and how unforgiveness is a foul thing, it could be a sin, and how if we want God to forgive us, we need to have compassion and forgive others. And on Monday night, I always say God sends you the word in due season. On Monday night we had a break-in at the church, things of value were taken, and it would be easy to be angry and unforgiving. And yet we are told that we are to forgive, to release from our judgment, to let it go, and to not wish ill on anyone else. And I know that's a really tough thing to do. But I want to read now the gospel reading, which is Matthew 18. And that's why I say God always sends the word in due season. Matthew 18, verse 21. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to seven times. Now, a reasonable person, seven times is quite a lot. Jesus answered, I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times, which perhaps indicates an infinite number of times. And then Jesus tells this parable. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began that settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he, his wife, and his children and all he had be sold to repay the debt, be sold into slavery. The servant fell on his knees before him and said, "Please be patient with me. I will pay back everything." The servant's master took pity on him, cancelled the debt, and let him go. But when that very same servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. He grabbed him, began to choke him, and said, "Pay back what you owe me." His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, "Be patient with me and I will pay you back." But this servant refused. Instead, he went off, had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what happened, they were greatly distressed and went and told their master everything. Then the master called the servant and said, "You wicked servant, I cancelled all the debt that you owed me because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just like I had on you?" In anger, his master turns him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. "This is how my heavenly Father will treat each one of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart." That's quite a hard teaching, forgive from your heart. Now, I do want to thank all of you who reach out, and I thank you for your affirmations. I thank you that you trust me with your stories, and I promise you I do pray for you. And so I'm aware that many of you have been through a few horrific things lately, and so this reading or these readings today are quite difficult from a human perspective for us to digest and apply, because Jesus is saying, forgive 77 times, forgive an infinite number of times. And I think as a human, it is obviously very, very difficult, especially for me if the person shows no remorse. And I think that perhaps would then be the hardest, when people show absolutely no remorse. But we are called to forgive. We are called to forgive an infinite number of times. And one of the reasons, and I think it's important to remember this, one of the reasons we're called to forgive is not for the other person. We're called to forgive for ourselves, for our relationship with God, for our very well-being, for our spiritual well-being, our emotional well-being, and even our physical well-being. I've said it before and I'll say it again, not forgiving is like taking poison and expecting the other person to die. So Jesus instructs his disciples with these words, that we need to live from this heart of forgiveness, have a forgiving heart, and God will forgive us. And the bonus is, when we do that, I know from my own experience that we live a much fuller life, that we have far more joy in our lives when we aren't anchored down or chained down with bitterness and unforgiveness. And so no matter what we've gone through, we're called to forgive. So when we live from a place of bitterness, hurt, hate, when we have that vengeful spirit, it impacts us on every level, and we lose that joy of living. Coming up now on the Mighty Heart 1027, Spirit of the Living Lord. And I will look at this in far more detail in a moment.
Sunrise with Shona, Heart 1027.
Spirit of the Living Lord on the Mighty Heart 1027. Good morning. You are listening to Sunrise with Shona. And it is great to be with you. And today we're looking at that tough subject of forgiveness and how we need to live from a place of forgiveness and release people from our judgment. We've looked at a reading from Ecclesiasticus where we're told that unforgiveness, vengeful spirit, these are foul things, these are sins to God. And if we want God to have compassion on us, we need to have compassion on others. This is then affirmed in Jesus speaking to Peter in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 18, where he tells Peter that you have to forgive 77 times, and he tells the story of the king or the master and the servant who goes to him. And of course, as I just quickly recap that, the servant and his wife and his children would be sold into slavery had they not the money to repay the king. But when he falls on his knees and begs the king forgives him and feels sorry for him and lets him go. But that same servant goes out and doesn't show that same mercy to another fellow servant who owes him money. And he chokes him and he has him thrown in jail until he can repay the debt. The other servants watching this see the unfairness of this. They go to the master, they report it. And I think we all know the master is God. God knows everything. And the master throws this servant then, who has shown unforgiveness and has not been merciful to his fellow servant, into jail, and he's tortured until his debt can be repaid in full. Now, it's quite a harsh thing, but I think it's good for us to hear, because most of us are quick to take offense. We are often very sensitive. I'm a very sensitive person. And sometimes we may hold on to grudges. Jesus is pointing to all of us that we owe a debt to God. God is the master. We are the servants. And each and every one of us has a debt to God. And that debt is because we're not perfect. No one is perfect. Only Jesus is perfect. And so there are going to be times then when what we do offends God, and we need to let that go. So Jesus is saying, all of us owe God a debt. Therefore, we need to forgive each other the debts that they owe us, as God forgives us completely. Now, I'm going to add and release them from our judgment, because as I said, the Lord said that we need to forgive, but also that we can't hold on to a vengeful spirit. So the only way this is possible, I believe, when someone has truly done something to us, harmed us, maybe even physically, the only way to truly let them go from your judgment is through the power of the Holy Spirit. I don't think we can do this in our own strength. And I believe that in cases of grievous harm, it takes time. But God is bigger than anything and everything. So no matter what we've been through, God's healing will flow. But sometimes that healing is so big, the need is so great, that it takes time before we can be set free. And we are set free then from bitterness and a vengeful spirit. So what do we need to do? How do we do this? Practically, what does this mean for me? And this is my idea of what it means. First of all, I think we need to go to God in prayer and get help if we need to. So we might need to speak to another human being. We might need to go to a priest. We might need to go to a counselor. But recognize that we have a deep hurt, that we have this unforgiveness within us, and get help for it. And one of the places I find help then is through meditation and prayer. Then, if I'm really struggling with something, or if people who come to me are really struggling with something, I tell them to look at Jesus on the cross and what he suffered for them, for you and for I, even though he was completely innocent. And on the cross, what does Jesus pray? God, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I also reflect how many times God forgives all of us. And I think, and we must sometimes hurt God through our actions. And yet God releases us and forgives us. And so we need to understand, even if we've hurt God unintentionally or hurt other people unintentionally, we need to recognize that we are not perfect, and therefore we need God's grace, God's forgiveness, God's mercy. The third thing for me is that we need to make a conscious decision to forgive and to let that person go from our judgment. It doesn't mean we have to completely forget it, as long as you're not saying, I'll forgive, but I'll never forget. It's important to recognize that some people might be harmful to you. That's an important thing. So it doesn't mean you have to place yourself in that situation over and over again. But we need to release them from our judgment. Just release them to God. And then fourthly, go back to God in prayer. And there's a prayer I always pray. So if there's someone that you're feeling unforgiveness towards, put that name in your heart. And I pray, dear Lord, I choose to forgive whoever it is, to release them from my judgment and from the debt they owe me. Now that from the debt they owe me comes from Matthew 18, where the servant owed the master a debt and another servant owed that servant a debt. So it's release them from the debt they owe me. And then I say, please let your kingdom flow with all its healing, restoring and reconciling power into every area of my life where this has impacted me, and bring me again to a place of healing and wholeness. And I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. So if you're struggling today, just soak in that prayer. Pray that prayer and sit in that prayer and allow God's healing to flow. Because some things can only, I believe, be released by God in God's power, because the hurt is too deep. So I want to remind you, and people often come to me, when they say to me, I can't forgive that, I will never forgive that, it saddens me because it's separating them from God. Plus, it's for their own benefit that they need to forgive, because it's good for you to forgive. It's not good for you to walk around with a vengeful spirit. It's not good for you to walk around in bitterness and unforgiveness. As I said, it impacts every area of our being, our spirit. It impacts our emotional being. It impacts our physical being. People eventually get sick when they harbor that. And so it's important for us to release it, because it's good for us. And our life, our relationship with God, and our health will get much better when we release people. So today for me, the message is absolutely clear as I look at both those readings, Ecclesiasticus and Matthew 18. We're not being asked to forgive by God. We're actually being commanded, we've been instructed to forgive for our own sake and to release the people from our judgment so that we can walk more closely with God And the benefit for us is that spiritually, emotionally, and physically, we will do much better. So if you're carrying some deep hurt, and I know some of you are, and I know some of you have been through horrific experiences, and this is difficult. That's why I say it needs soaking prayer. It needs us to go back to God. It needs God to heal us. God can heal us immediately, but sometimes God's healing takes time, and we need that soaking prayer. If you're harboring something, bitterness or anger, just let it go. Go to God and allow God's healing to flow. Because God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and God healed in the past, and God heals now. And when we honor God by doing what God is commanding us to do, I find that God's Spirit really pours through us, fills us to overflowing, soaks us, and we are set free, and we are healed. Coming up now on the Mighty Hot 1027, Eagle's Wings and Glorify Thy Name. Thank you so much for listening. It's been great to be with you. I hope that you all have a safe and good week. May God bless you and protect you and your families. If you need to get hold of me, you can do so on shona@hot1027.co.za. May God bless you.
Sunrise with Shona, Hot 1027.